The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Vision News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from various sources, including email, Facebook, and the web. Starting off with Perkins.org. The Compass program from the Perkins School for the Blind. Compass is a 9-month virtual program for high school students with visual impairment, designed to help them gain insights about post-secondary options and employment paths, proactively explore and develop a plan for building the critical blindness skills they need to reach their transition goals. Participants learn pre-employment skills such as collaboration, communication, and networking through group work and individual transition coaching. Compass works to fill the often overlooked gaps in college and employment preparation. There is a hot button to contact admissions and to apply today. Join us for an information webinar April 16, 2026, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Hot button to register now. The Learning Triad Model, a coordinated approach to transition planning. Our Learning Triad approach ensures that students have a built-in support system and accurate information so that they can make well-informed transition plans. Compass supports individualized transition planning and is able to support the unique needs of your clients. Compass does this through coordination with the participants' educators to extend the impact and coordination of vocational rehabilitation counselors, so that the student, home, school, and VRC are on the same page in transition planning. Did you know 60% of students with visual impairments who attempt college do not graduate? 60% can cross streets independently. Why it matters. Navigating to work or on a college campus is tricky. Having the O&M skills to do it safely and independently are key. 50% self-report they type at 40 words per minute. Why it matters. Competitive employment and the demands of college require speeds of 45 or more words per minute. 46% are not using electronic calendars or reminders. Why it matters. Time management skills are critical to building independence and a foundation for success beyond high school. The Compass approach. Students need to be addressed with a student-centered approach, multidimensionally, earlier, more holistically than what we've done traditionally, in order to increase independence and get them to their full potential. Quote by Leslie Thatcher, Director, Program Development and Strategy, Perkins Transition Center. The program. Individual weekly meetings. Coaches meet weekly with each part of the triad for up to an hour, up to 30 hours each. We know you're busy, but we are flexible and make this work on your time. In these sessions, coaches support families and educators as they learn to foster the students' growing independence. Action planning. Working closely with the student, the Compass coach will explore interests and values to develop an action plan. This individualized plan encompasses unique goals and will be the result of collaboration with the student's family and educators, but with the student leading the way to future enrichment opportunities based on greater awareness of their skills and goals. Weekend workshops. Compass coaches lead monthly workshops for all participants, an opportunity for students, families, and educators to connect and create networks of support. These dynamic, interactive panels of young adults, including those in the workplace and college students, disability services officers, parents, and others, offers a well-informed, strengths-based perspective to help participants grow in their understanding of the many paths to attaining their goals. Alumni community. Our alumni community grows every year, forming an early, meaningful opportunity for connection and growth. When choosing a program, results matter. Student outcomes, 98% reported growth in academic skills, 100% reported growth in pre-employment planning and awareness skills, 98% reported growth in self-determination and advocacy skills, 90% reported growth in independent living skills. 92% of Compass graduates went on to enroll in college. There are hot buttons for the timeline and deliverables for the fall, the winter, the spring, and program deliverables hot link. the Compass Student Experience. I am grateful for the coaches who helped me to prepare for college in areas that were not being addressed at school. I generally feel more ready for college, and my family feels the same way. Jack, Compass Student. Making an impact on high school students and their educators. In this interactive information session, you'll hear from the Compass coaches as well as a TVI who has participated in the program. The discussion focuses on their experience in Compass and the impact it's had on their students. There's a video for that. From acb.org. Audio description, People's Choice Awards call for nominations, posted April 4th. Nominate a film and series for the 2026 Audio Description People's Choice Awards. The Audio Description Project's ADP People's Choice Awards is accepting nominations from Saturday, April 4, 2026 through Sunday, April 19. The winners will be announced during the 2026 ACB Audio Description Awards Gala, airing virtually on Thursday, November 12th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Click on the hot link to submit your nominations. There are two phases in the selection process for the Audio Description People's Choice Awards. First, the ADP will accept nominations in two categories, film and series, from April 4 through April 19. Second, the top titles in each category will compete for the grand prize during a two-week voting period in July. Be sure to review the nomination criteria at the hot link before submitting your nominations. Remember that the focus is on the quality of the audio description, not the show itself, and you may nominate a film or a series only once. The Audio Description People's Choice Awards nomination form can be found at https://www.surveymonkey.com/r/AAAwards-nominations-2026. To make your nominations by phone, call 202-467-5081. The Audio Description Awards Gala celebrates inclusivity and recognizes the entertainment industry's role in providing access to film and television through audio description for people who are blind or have low vision. The Audio Description's People's Choice Award is a unique opportunity for fans to get involved by showing their support for the audio description they love the most. Learn more at www.adaawardsgala.org, and don't forget to submit your nominations by April 19. https://www.surveymonkey.com/r/ad-awards-nominations-2026. From humanware.com, the register now for Braille Note Evolve updates. Jim Halliday, H-A-L-L-I-D-A-Y, STEAM Innovation Bursary 2026, posted the 27th of March. Applications are now open. The Jim Halliday Bursary supports students who are blind or have low vision who are exploring ideas in science, technology, engineering, arts, or mathematics. It recognizes projects that aim to improve accessibility and contribute to a more inclusive world. If you are working on a STEAM project, this is your opportunity to share your work and be recognized. What recipients receive? Three recipients will be selected. Recipients will receive HumanWares as a selection of cutting-edge Braille and low-vision solutions, innovative products worth thousands, designed to foster creativity and growth in STEAM. This includes the Mantis Q40, the Brilliant BIX40, and the Prodigy PRODIGI complete kit with document camera and Surface tablet. Who can apply? Students from around the world can apply if they are between 13 and 25 years old, are blind or have low vision, are working on or have completed a STEAM-related project. Applications may be submitted by the student or through a nomination from a teacher, mentor, or community member. What we are looking for? We are looking for projects that reflect innovation and creative thinking, leadership and initiative, a commitment to accessibility and inclusion, a positive impact on everyday life. Projects can be technical, artistic, or interdisciplinary. Timeline. Applications are open from April 1st to June 1st, 2026. The selection process will take place over 1 month following the application deadline. Devices will be shipped to the winners in mid-August. Why apply? The Jim Halliday Bursary recognizes students who are helping shape a more accessible future. It highlights individuals who turn ideas into meaningful solutions and who contribute to their communities through innovation and creativity. Apply now. Submit your project through the official application form at the hot link. For full details about the bursary and its background, you can read the original announcement at that hot link. Empower learning without limits. Visit our education microsite for tools and insights. Governor Moorhead School for the Blind Health and Wellness Summer Learning Program. Save the date, June 8th through 19, 2026, where health, confidence, and independence come together. Week 1, Health and Wellness Explorers, June 8th through 12, 2026, kindergarten through 8th grade. Week 2, Elevated Health and Wellness Champions, June 15 to 19, 2026, grades 6 to 12. Daily Wellness Themes, Expanded Core Curriculum, ECC Focus, Independence in Action. Register by April 15, 2026. That's very urgent. Frequently Asked Questions, free of cost. Governor Moorhead School is North Carolina's premier institution for educating and housing visually impaired students from preschool through age 21. Does my child have to stay on campus? No. Please contact Ashley Holloman, H-O-L-L-O-M-A-N, for more information about student accommodations during the summer learning program. Any child can attend. Students must have documented visual impairment and require specialized instructional or supportive services. Are community-based experiences discounted? All community-based experiences are free of charge for GMS attendees during Short Course 2026 and Summer Learning Program. Are meals provided? Meals are provided for both Short Course Weekend 2026 and the Summer Learning Program. Will any days of the Summer Learning Program have a condensed schedule? Students will be dismissed at noon on Fridays. Please ensure timely arrival at the designated pickup location to avoid disruptions. Are linens and towels provided, or should I bring my own? Linens are provided, but attendees should bring their own towels, including pool towels for outdoor activities during the summer learning program. Bringing personal bedding is optional. Who will teach my child in the summer learning program? Instruction during the two-week program will be provided by all current staff. Is transportation provided? For Short Course Weekend 2026, transportation is provided during the school sessions only, not to or from the weekend event. All summer learning program transportation is included, with pickup locations to be announced later. Are medical authorization forms required? All required Governor Moorhead School Health Center documentation must be completed prior to participating in summer learning programs. Stay proactive with applications to meet deadlines and ensure a meaningful experience. For questions, contact Ashley Holloman, Director of Outreach, at 301 Ashe Avenue, A-S-H-E, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27606, phone 919-306-9863, or email Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y, .Holloman, H-O-L-L-O-M-A-N, at gmsk12.nc.us. From the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children, NOPBC, on Facebook, National Federation of the Blind Bell Academy, Braille Enrichment for Literacy and Learning. NFB Bell Academy, a summer program for blind and low vision youth. Join the National Federation of the Blind, NFB, for the NFB Bell Braille Enrichment for Literacy and Learning Academy, an engaging, confidence-building learning experience for blind and low vision children. Through hands-on activities and meaningful instruction, participants strengthen their Braille literacy, develop essential non-visual skills, and build independence in a supportive environment led by blind role models. Participants will experience interactive Braille lessons that make reading and writing fun and empowering. hands-on activities that build real-world non-visual skills, opportunities to connect with other blind youth and mentors. Program near you. The NFB of Maryland will host an NFB Bell Academy at Christ Episcopal Church in Rockville, weekdays July 27 through August 7, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily. Lunch will be provided. Transportation is not included, except for scheduled field trips. Registration is $300 per child, with scholarships available. Registration will close on July 7. For additional details, contact Judy Rasmussen, that's R-A-S-M-U-S-S-E-N, at 240-380-8663, or email Judy, J-U-D-Y, R-A-S, at sprynet.com, S-P-R-Y-N-E-T.com. To learn more and register for the NFB Bell Academy, visit nfb.org/bell. Posted on acb.org on April 7th, tell Congress to oppose the ADA 30 Days to Comply Act. Tell Congress to oppose the ADA 30 Days to Comply Act. Congress is considering a bill that would amend the Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA. The ADA 30 Days to Comply Act, House Resolution 6453, would weaken the ADA by forcing people with disabilities to notify businesses of accessibility barriers and then wait at least 30 days for them to be addressed. This bill only applies to architectural accessibility barriers. This bill would, bullets, require individuals to provide detailed notice before taking legal action, delay access to businesses and services, reduce accountability for businesses to comply with the ADA. Businesses have had more than three decades to meet their obligations under the ADA. People with disabilities should not have to wait just to enter a business. Tell Congress to oppose House Resolution 6453 and protect the integrity of the ADA. Take action at https://speak4.app/lp/hc011so6querytsequals1775232348. ACB's Claire Stanley shares a summary of this proposed legislation on our YouTube channel, https://youtube.com/shorts/1RDNMV7KT A. The full text of the bill is available on congress.gov at the following link, https://www.congress.gov/house-bill/6453/text query s=1 ampersand r=1 ampersand h=h.r.6453. I apologize for the error. Here is the form on speak4.app that you can fill out to send to your representatives. Dear lawmaker, I urge you to oppose the ADA 30 Days to Comply Act, House Resolution 6453. This legislation would amend Title III of the Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, to give private businesses at least 30 days to make their facilities accessible after a person with a disability notifies them of the barrier. This 30-day period makes it much more difficult for people with disabilities to access these businesses when needed. Prefix, first name, last name, email, phone, address, and zip code. Fill it out. Send it off. From fightingblindness.org, Triangle Vision Walk, Saturday, April 18, 2026, 9:30 a.m. Since its inception in 2006, Vision Walk has raised over $71 million to fund sight-saving research through the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Held in cities across the country, Vision Walk is a family-friendly 5K walk that brings together individuals and teams who are passionate about fighting blindness and supporting those affected by retinal diseases. Participants walk to raise awareness and critical funds for research aimed at preventing, treating, and curing inherited retinal diseases such as retinitis pigmentosa, macular degeneration, Usher syndrome, and more. Whether you're walking to support a loved one, raise awareness in your community, or fuel the mission to end blindness. Vision Walk is a powerful way to take action and make a difference. What to expect? A celebratory, non-competitive 5K walk. Music, entertainment, and fun activities for all ages. Inspirational speakers and stories from the visually impaired community. Opportunities to meet others passionate about driving progress in vision research. Together we are fighting blindness, step by step. Join us, form a team, and walk with purpose. Your support brings us closer to a world with more treatments, more hope, and more sight. For more information, reach out to info@fightingblindness.org. The location will be at William Peace University, 15 East Peace Street, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27604. There's a hot link to RSVP, your participation. In Foundation Fighting Blindness News at fightingblindness.org, posted April 8th, Opus Genetics secures $155 million financing to accelerate gene therapy pipeline. Strategic funding extends cash runway through 2029 and advances multiple inherited retinal disease programs. Opus Genetics has announced a major strategic financing agreement with Oberland Capital, O-B-E-R-L-A-N-D, providing up to $155 million in funding to accelerate development of its gene therapy pipeline for inherited retinal diseases. The agreement includes an initial $35 million upfront payment and a $5 million equity investment. The financing structure provides significant flexibility with additional tranches available based on milestones. With approximately $100 million in current cash, Opus now has resources extending into 2029, including the capital needed to complete pivotal studies for two lead programs, OPG-LCA5 and OPG-BEST1, and bring them to potential market approval. The Opus pipeline includes seven AAV-based programs targeting various inherited retinal diseases, and the financing enables three additional gene therapy programs to enter clinical testing over the next 18 months. OPG-RDH12 is expected to enter a clinical trial in quarter four of 2026, targeting RDH12-LCA, which affects children at an early age. OPG-MERTK begins clinical testing by the end of 2026 in collaboration with Abu Dhabi's Department of Health, addressing retinitis pigmentosa caused by mutations in MERTK. OPG-RHO is planned to enter clinical trials in 2027, targeting retinitis pigmentosa caused by dominant rhodopsin mutations. We are thrilled that Opus has a significant runway to execute on multiple clinical milestones that bring us closer to delivering life-changing and approved treatments for patients with IRDs, said Rusty Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y, Managing Director of the RD Fund. Current clinical progress remains on track with OPG-BEST1 Phase 1 and 2 Cohort 1 results expected mid-2026. The company anticipates potential priority review vouchers for lead programs, providing additional value and accelerated market pathways. Foundation Fighting Blindness, through its venture arm, the RD Fund, launched Opus in 2021. This new financing represents the sustained progress the foundation works to advance multiple treatment approaches from early research through clinical development. Also coming up from fightingblindness.org, United in Vision 26, sponsored by Foundation Fighting Blindness Visions Conference and Retina International World Congress, Friday and Saturday, June 12 and 13, Fort Worth, Texas. Join us for United in Vision 2026. Welcome to the United in Vision 2026. Public conference dates, Friday, June 12 through Saturday, June 13, 2026. The United in Vision 2026 conference unites two prestigious events, the Foundation Fighting Blindness Visions Conference and the Retina International World Congress, into one extraordinary global gathering. Scheduled from Thursday, June 11th to Saturday, June 13, 2026 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. This premier event brings together individuals and families impacted by blinding retinal conditions, alongside leading researchers, clinicians, patient advocates, and industry partners to foster collaboration, innovation, and hope. With over 1,000 participants expected from across the globe, the conference provides a unique opportunity to connect with a diverse community, including those living with retinitis pigmentosa, Usher syndrome, Stargardt disease, Leber congenital amaurosis, age-related macular degeneration, and other blinding conditions. Attendees will explore cutting-edge advancements in research, emerging therapies, and innovations in assistive technologies, products, and services. Sessions led by globally recognized experts and advocates will address solutions to improve treatment access and enhance quality of life for individuals affected by these conditions. Registration is now open. We're thrilled to announce that registration for United Vision Envision 2026 is officially open. For hotel reservations, please refer to the information listed under the accommodations section. Register today at the hot link. Why attend? Cutting-edge research and therapies. Hear from top scientists about the latest breakthroughs. Global networking opportunities. Connect with thousands of participants, experts, advocates, and affected individuals worldwide. Interactive exhibits and assistive technologies. Explore the newest tools, devices, and services to support the blind and low vision community. Expert-led sessions and workshops. Gain practical insights to navigate vision loss. A celebration of resilience and progress. Unite with a community committed to creating a lasting impact. Together we are stronger, united by a shared vision for a brighter future. We warmly invite you to join us for this groundbreaking event. All sessions on Friday and Saturday will be held at the Fort Worth Convention Center. The exhibit hall will also be in the convention center. There are hot links for the schedule, session descriptions, keynote speaker, sponsors and exhibitors, and Experience Fort Worth, Texas Tourism. Accessibility apps. Sign up to stay informed. Keynote speaker. Announcement. Anastasia Pagonis. We are thrilled to announce Anastasia Pagonis will be the keynote speaker at United Envision 2026. Anastasia is a Paralympic gold and bronze medalist, world record-holding swimmer, and a powerful advocate for the blind and low vision community. After losing her vision at age 14 due to a rare genetic eye condition, Anastasia has become a global force, not only in the pool, but also in the worlds of advocacy, fashion, and social impact. She rose to the international prominence in Tokyo 2020 Paralympic Games, where she made history by winning Team USA's first gold medal and breaking world records. Today, she uses her platform to redefine beauty, confidence, and ability, empowering millions through her bold presence, candid storytelling, and unapologetic authenticity. Anastasia's keynote will kick off the public conference on Friday, June 12th, setting the tone for two unforgettable days of community, progress, and purpose. Anastasia will take the stage Friday, June 12th, to share her journey of resilience, advocacy, and empowerment, a moment you won't want to miss. I have run out of time for this week's Vision News. I hope you enjoyed listening. Please join us next week. I'm Doris Hyde reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Vision News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.